Vance Johnson seemed to be on an inexorable journey to NFL stardom when he played college football at the University of Arizona. The Jersey kid had 31 touchdowns as a running back with the Wildcats from 1981 through 84. Then he was picked by the Denver Broncos with the 31st selection in the 1985 NFL Draft. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more at WWIB.com. Vance went on to play in three Super Bowls in his 10 years with the Broncos, and he's with me today to visit about his football life and his amazing riches to rags to redemption story. Vance, welcome to the show. You played in those three Super Bowls. What memories of the big games do you have?
Well, you know, funny, when I was 7 years old, I always wanted to be great in sports. I wanted to be in the Super Bowl. I wanted to go to the Olympics. I wanted to make my father and my mother proud. So when I was standing there in 1986 at my first Super Bowl, I was on the sidelines listening to the national anthem, watching the jets fly across, and all of a sudden, I turned back into that little seven-year-old, and it was the strangest feeling. It was so surreal for me to remember when I was a child while I was standing there at 22, 23 years old, knowing that that's what I want to be and do one day. And so it was an amazing opportunity for me to, at a young age, to reach the heights that I did and playing with such a great quarterback like John Elway. And then the very next year playing against the Giants and playing so well and making a touchdown. And I would have been the MVP, but we ended up losing. I'm sure your Giants fans are probably listening and they're probably glad about that. But it was a fun career, and I have so many different things that happened throughout my career that just takes me all the way back into remembering how hard it was to stay focused and work hard on life, no matter where you are in your life, especially when you make it to that level of the NFL.
Yeah, 86, 87, 89 of the Super Bowls you played in with the Broncos, and those were some of the glory years for the ball club. They have not had glory years recently. Can you help us kind of sort out, as a former Bronco, why the team has struggled so much in recent years?
You know, Denver has been struggling for recent years, and I think what happened was after Elway retired, and then they brought him back, and they brought in such a great quarterback in Peyton Manning, then everyone still had confidence in the person that was in charge. Now, when John Elway was the quarterback, we all stepped up our game because we knew that this great quarterback believed in himself so much that he was going to make things happen on the field, and so we were just great assets to him. Peyton Manning came. He already came in with a great reputation because at the Indianapolis Colts, look what he did there, especially with the passing game. Well, now that the Broncos had this amazing defense and this great quarterback, even when the quarterback, Peyton Manning, wasn't playing his best at the end of his career, everyone still believed because the leader believed. After Kubiak, then, as the offensive coordinator came in and he decided to step down, Elway kind of had to revamp the whole thing. And so just like in life, there are seasons. There are even seasons in football. And that's exactly where they are right now with Elway and the Denver Broncos. And so they're going to have to find themselves. But who better than John Elway, who did it once, to do it again?
Yeah, and they're trying to find a quarterback right now. Joe Flacco of the Baltimore Ravens is going to be picked up by the ball club. What do you think of that deal?
Dude, you know what you just did? You just made what I said true. Because obviously okay. What I said was the leader and the quarterback makes the team. And Joe Flacco's reputation is amazing. Okay. So I'm sure just with him coming there, it's going to change the whole attitude on the offense. Because now you can trust someone that's going to be managing and making all the plays in the backfield with that ball to make the right decisions. I think it was a great choice.
All right. Well, you were an NFL star when you got there, but back in college, not just a football star, but a track and field star. In 82, you won the NCAA title for long jump and I think came close to making the Olympic team. So you were quite an athlete.
I was, and it was because when I was a child and, being from Jersey originally and growing up around a lot of craziness and domestic violence and drug and alcohol use, that my whole thoughts in my head as a child was just to be great at sports. So I became really good at running track. Since I was a little child, I used to always race against people that were older than me and won. And then when I got to high school, I had a coach that took me under his wing, and really guided me on the field, football field and track field. And I ended up going to the Olympic trials, obviously, in 1984. And I was on the team until the last jump of the night. I ended up getting fourth place, and someone beat me by about an eighth of an inch. But even before that, I beat Carl Lewis as a freshman in college.
Wow.
In the long jump for the NCAA championship. And then after that, I won the gold medal at the Pan American Games there in Caracas, Venezuela. So had just an amazing athletic career all through my adolescent years, all the way through college. And I just really thought at that time, because I had been doing nothing but sports since I was a child, that I would be a great athlete for the rest of my life. And then I get drafted by the Denver Broncos in 1985. So it was just a dream come true. So all the way from the beginning to the end of my sports career, it was so much fun.
I guess. So you become a second-round pick of the Denver Broncos in 1985, 31st overall pick. How comfortable, Vance, were you with sudden celebrity? I mean, you were a celebrity at Arizona, but this big, big show celebrity. Because I'm sure fans were trying to be near you to climb into your inner circle. How comfortable with that were you?
You know, interesting enough, I was really shy. In fact, when I was in college, I actually flunked speech communications because I was afraid to stand up in front of people and speak. I didn't think about it when I went to the NFL that I was going to be so much in the limelight that a large part of that exposure was going to be being in the press and on television, on radio. So in my shyness, I actually came up with this term. I started calling myself the Vance. And the Vance was kind of like Jim McMahon of the Chicago Bears at the time, kind of arrogant and kind of wild and kind of crazy. And so that character that I made up actually took over my life. So it made it really easy for me to navigate through my NFL career, but it was also destructive because of my behaviors off the field. It kind of matched what I was on the field, reckless.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that reckless behavior and the consequences of that on our next visit here on Sports and Commentary. 55-year-old Vance Johnson of the Denver Broncos glory years. Vance, can we get together next time? Is that all right?
Okay, man. Sounds good.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you. God bless.